everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think Forum. And in this clip, the Today Show's financial editor, Gene Chatsky, asked Co-op Financial Services President and CEO Todd Clark about what are some of the short-term and long-term impacts COVID will have on credit unions. And here was Todd's response.
I know that you spend a lot of your time talking to credit unions, studying the market. What are you hearing? What are you seeing as far as the short and long-term impacts to credit unions goes?
Well, I think, let me do short-term first. I think short-term, obviously, everybody's concerned about, you know, probably the safety and security of their employees and their members right away, right? I mean, I think that's where we all focused, is let's make sure everybody's safe and that we're not exposing people to risk that we shouldn't be. Then that quickly moved to, okay, now our members are in crisis. How do we help our members? How do we think about solving problems for them and making their lives better, supporting them? And this is something that I think that credit unions do better than anybody. I mean, in these kind of times, banks and for-profit businesses tend to pull back. They tend to, you know, make loan amounts smaller. They tend to want to collect quicker, things like that. Credit unions lean in and support their members, and I think that across our customer base, our client base, we've seen nothing but that out there. Literally had credit unions throwing out, you know, 2,500 lines of credit on just a signature, just to make sure that people survive the initial brunt of this pandemic, and that's what I think credit unions are about. I think that the midterm pressure is going to be on potential loan losses, defaults, and things like that. And obviously, there's a lot of pressure on those credit unions that have car loans as one of their major income streams because, you know, the car market literally went to zero for several weeks there. I believe that's, you know, maybe not fully recovered, but it's recovering. The great news is that mortgage rates are so low that everybody's refinancing, and so there is an alternative for that. And then I think long term, I think next year we're going to see some defaults and some things like that. But I think the credit industry is well capitalized right now. I think we're in great shape. We at Co-op are well capitalized, so we feel like we're going to muster through. The thing I'm probably most proud of is that we've told our team there's no layoffs, right? At least this year. You know, I guess if this crisis continues for 4 or 5 more years, everybody has to rethink everything. But right now, we're keeping everybody employed. Matter of fact, we're hiring and pushing into this and leaning into it hard is how we're looking at it.
Thank you very much for that information, Gene and Todd. And stay tuned for more coverage of Think Forum here on CU Broadcast.